Central Park was developed in the mid-19th century as the rapidly expanding city grew north up through Manhattan. But building this much-needed open space meant the forced removal of a small but thriving village of mainly black New Yorkers.
And it's called Seneca Village, and it was located right about here on the western part of Central Park between what is now 82nd and 89th Street. Founded by African Americans, at its peak, it had about 300 residents, all of whom were escaping racial violence that was happening just a few kilometers to the south.
And so you've got all these little homes sort of dotting the landscape of Seneca Village.
Long forgotten by most New Yorkers, uncovering the story of Seneca Village has been largely down to decades of work by historian Cynthia Copeland.
It was a really thriving community. At one point, the community had the three churches, the cemeteries, two cemeteries. It had a school.
Newspapers at the time, which were heavily in favor of building Central Park, described the area as occupied by miserable, broken-down-looking shanties. But as Copeland and her team uncovered more about the people who lived there, a different story emerged.
Andrew Williams was one of the first property owners in Seneca Village. Some of Andrew Williams' neighbors include the McCollum families. Obadiah McCollum was a chef, and he lived in a two-story framed house. These are counter-narratives to some of the stories that we saw in the newspapers.
One of Andrew Williams' descendants, Maria Williams, says Copeland's work has helped change the narrative of her family's history.
For this to come out is satisfying because it's healing an old wound that was passed from generation to generation.
These days, the story of the village is enjoying unprecedented attention. It's even featured in a new exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, an institution situated, fittingly, just on the other side of Central Park. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.